praise you, O God.
Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has brought forth her increase.
May God, our own God, give us his blessing.
May God give us his blessing.
And may all the ends of the earth stand in awe of him.
A reading from the Revelation to John. In the spirit, the angel carried me away to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God is its light, and its lamp is the Lamb. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. Its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. People will bring into it the glory and the honor of the nations. But nothing unclean will enter it, nor anyone who practices abomination or falsehood, but only those who are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. On either side of the river is the tree of life with its 12 kinds of fruit, producing its fruit each month. And the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. Nothing accursed will be found there anymore. But the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And there will be no more night. They need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to Judas, not Iscariot, those who love me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but is from the Father who sent me. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away and I am coming to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
This is a rubric, those little sometimes red italicized instructions to us in the prayer book, a rubric from page 426 of the Book of Common Prayer within the liturgy for the celebration and blessing of the marriage. Between the readings, a psalm, hymn, or anthem may be sung or said. Appropriate psalms are 67, 127, and 128. So, and I know I've mentioned this to you before, today's psalm is one of only three explicitly deemed appropriate or recommended for readings at a wedding, for reading at a wedding. Today we read it in this Easter season between readings about Paul's dream of planting the church in Macedonia and John's vision of the heavenly Jerusalem. The themes are big, cosmic in places, and earthly, earthy at the same time. There's such expansiveness as this in the language of the collect and readings, frequently mentioning nations and peoples. The collect also sets the tone for this with allusions to good things surpassing our understanding. Loving God in and above all things, of God's promises that exceed all that we can desire. The psalm itself, this wedding psalm, we'll call it for a moment, speaks in these same sweeping terms, even though it is directed primarily to an audience of two, the soon-to-be married couple. The psalmist asks for God to be merciful and to bless, well, in that case, especially the couple. Then immediately the focus shifts from God's action in regard to two people in love to God's ways being made known upon earth among all nations. Perhaps this is to remind the couple that they do not live in a vacuum, that as they form this bond between themselves and with God, they're part of a larger picture, that they are meant to participate in making God's mercy and blessings known upon earth. And sure enough, the next lines in the psalm speak of all peoples praising God, nations singing for joy, of all the earth bringing forth her increase. Then in the last verse and a half, the focus seemingly returns to that of the first. May God give us his blessing, and may all the ends of the earth stand in awe of him. It seems to me that we see here the constant zooming, if you'll excuse the term, in and out in our faith. The shift of focus from the individual to the entire cosmos. It's beyond our imagining as we pray in the collect. This cosmic God who created all that ever was and ever will be, that God is concerned with us and our relationships, loving us as we take our place, our own little place in the epic sweep of space and time.
This love is as individual and intimate as Paul's having a dream or John experiencing a vision. And it's so grand and powerful that it, well, that God affects all the nations of earth and beyond. This presence and power and love of God for us Christians is literally embodied in the incarnation. It is the cosmic power of God born into the world, as every one of us has been, a tiny, helpless human being, utterly dependent on a mother's care. All that creative force is entrusted into the care of loving parents. It is all the universe found nursing at the mother's breast. Jesus tells his disciples, that's us, that he and his Father, both part of the one God, come to us and make their home with us. In fact, in my imagination, at least, this passage from John must have been part of the inspiration for the doctrine of the Holy Trinity. That great mystery whose feast day approaches and for which I will be absent, I think, so you'll get to hear from a supply priest about that. In Jesus' next breath, he tells the disciples, the Holy Spirit will teach you everything. So he says, the Father and I are with you. The Holy Spirit is coming to teach you everything. In this continuation of last Sunday's discourse, you know, that Maundy Thursday passage, those final words he shared on the night before his crucifixion, Jesus reassures those who have been with him from the beginning of his ministry. He says, we, whom we now call the Holy Trinity, will be with you. We, the God in all things and above all things, we who have been from before the beginning of all things, will make our home with you. I have been in your midst. I am one of you. And when I leave you physically, this Holy Spirit will teach you, will reinforce that which I have already taught you. This world can be a scary place, we can almost hear him say, and the imminent events of my torture and death will be a horrific example of how true that is. You will be afraid from time to time. And understandably so. But you need not be overcome by your fears. We, this far away, distant God, will be with you always. The Holy Spirit will calm your hearts and minds and bodies if you will have faith in that and accept our loving presence in your midst and within your hearts. Those faithful Jews, those disciples, those followers of their wise and loving rabbi and friend might have heard in those words echoes of the psalm they surely knew by heart. May God be merciful to us and bless us, show us the light of his countenance and come to us, making his ways known upon earth. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
We continue with the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Father, we pray for your holy Catholic Church.
That we are all in one.
Grant that every member of the Church may truly and humbly serve you.
That your name may be glorified by all people.
We pray for all bishops, priests, and deacons.
That they may be faithful ministers of your word and sacraments.
We pray for all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Give us grace to do your will in all that we undertake.
That our works may find favor in your sight.
Have compassion on those who suffer from any grief or trouble.
That they may be delivered from their distress.
Give to the departed eternal rest.
Let that light perpetual shine upon them.
We praise you for your saints who have entered into joy.
May you also come to share.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others. We pray especially for Jim, Amelie, Carol, David, George, Patty, Ann, John, Sarah, and Joey, Maureen, Jill, Karen, Stephen, Steve's family, RG, Greg, Janet, and Chris, Alan, the Degater family, Martha and family, and people of Ukraine. And for those in the military, Brian, Trevor, James, Reed, Kevin, Brian, Jared, Chris, Jonathan, Eric, and all in harm's way. We pray for all who are traveling this week. We pray for those who have died, especially Sylvia Cappuccino, James Taylor, Bill Wagner, Zach Swenson, Chris Kinney, a priest, and for all who mourn their passing. We pray in thanksgiving for all who celebrate birthdays and anniversaries this week, especially Jane and Otis, whose anniversary is tomorrow.
This time I invite your prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings aloud or silently that you may wish to offer. Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, "Peace I give to you, my own peace I leave with you. Regard not our sins, but the faith of your church, and give to us the peace and unity of that heavenly city, where with the Father and the Holy Spirit you live and reign, now and forever."
Amen.
O God, our heavenly Father, who by your Son, Jesus Christ, has promised to all those who seek your kingdom and its righteousness all things necessary to sustain their life, send us, we entreat you, in this time of need, such moderate rain and showers that we may receive the fruits of the earth to our comfort and to your honor. through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life.
Amen.
Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Thank you, Linda. Walk in love as Christ loves us and gave himself for us, an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, but chiefly are we bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death, he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself, and when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom.
All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Alleluia, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us keep the feast. Alleluia.
The gifts of God for the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Loving God, we give you thanks for restoring us in your image and nourishing us with spiritual food in the sacrament of Christ's body and blood. Now send us forth a people forgiven, healed, renewed, that we may proclaim your love to the world and continue in the risen life of Christ our Savior. Amen. The God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever.
Figuring out how to make that